With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Three teams, track and field, aquatics, and artistic swimming, have jetted off to their final destinations this week to compete in the 2024 Karifta Championships around the region. Six athletes will represent Cayman on the big stage in Grenada for track and field. Brianna Smith, Delora Johnson, Devontae Howell, Anthony Chin Jr., Jaden Reed, and Mikhail Michelin. But the one name that isn't mentioned this year is Andrew Stone, our Karifta two-time gold medalist. The director of the Karifta Athletics team, Coach Tyrone Yen, says it's quite unfortunate.
It comes down to his college, you know, not releasing him, and we tried our level best from this side to get him. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. You know, he went into school a little bit late, so, you know, with being off a few days more, you know, the coach saw that maybe as an hindrance. And of course, this weekend they have the big Texas relay where we were told that he'll be competing again, you know, Olympian and world champion. So I guess that's the path that the coach wants to take, you know, on a more, you know, instead of a development path, on a more professional path with Andrew.
However, Coach Yen says they remain very optimistic of the six athletes that will be representing Cayman this year.
We have returning 100-meter champion Devontae Howell. Unfortunately, Andrew Stone didn't make the trip. You know, we were looking forward for him to take the title once more, but that didn't happen. But all in all, it's a strong team. You have Jaden Reed. Just over the weekend, he went 10:27, very quick time. Devontae is in good form. And, of course, we have Anthony Chin, who was a bronze medalist last year. And he's jumped really well this year. And, you know, we think he could be on the podium for the gold. So hopefully all our predictions will come to fruition. You know, returning back is Brianna Smith. She has had a good season this year. She won out in the Scholastic. She has thrown 12:97 this year. If she can get over 13, I'm 100% certain she will get on the podium as well. And, of course, there's our youngest member, Delora Johnson, on the 17 girls high jump and long jump. You know, it's always a difficult task to predict what will happen with the youngsters, especially when it's their first trip. But we do hope to have, you know, as you said earlier, you know, have a good medal haul at Karifta Grenada.
Artistic swimmers are in Coral Springs, Florida for the Caribbean Games. They will perform a showcase of solos, duets, teams, and combination category routines. The team left Cayman on Tuesday and the tournament began today through the 31st over the Easter break. And Cayman swimmers are in Bahamas also for the Karifta Games. Pool swimming competition begins with the opening ceremony tomorrow, Friday, March 29th at 2 p.m. Competition days are from Saturday, March 30th through Tuesday, April 2nd, wrapping up on Wednesday, April 3rd, will be the 5K open water sea swim. Cayman has sent one of their largest swim teams, along with three head coaches from Caymana Bay Aquatic Club, 7 Mile Swimmers, and Stingray Swim Club. Ghana Studenhoft left his mark in Europe when Seaford took the men's national football team to play two friendly matches against FC Turan and Moldova this week. Cayman football president Alfredo Whitaker says the international coaches were highly impressed by the young player.
Ghana struggled enough. They have a great impression, and the premier team that we play against was actually interested or are interested in his service. I think we all know that he's part of the Colorado Rapids organization, so for us was great. The coaches are really excited for what the future looked like, and the feedback from other members, not only of the delegation, but also from the other teams is pretty good.
Cayman's first match on March 23rd saw them fall 5-1 to FC Turan. Gunnar Studenhoff scored the lone goal for Cayman. They then faced Moldova in an international friendly on March 26th. Despite a strong effort, Cayman fell short again, this time by a score of 4-0. Notably, this friendly marked Cayman's first official FIFA international match since 2009. Looking ahead, the Cayman national side sets its sights on World Cup qualification. Their journey for the 2026 tournament kicks off this June with a home game against Antigua and Barbuda. And Infinity remains undefeated in the National Women's Basketball League. The defending champions are largely comprised of several national youth players in Lori Brown, Chantel Wilkes, Celeska McLaughlin, and Beth Ebanks, with one national senior player in Victoria, or Vicky Gray. The team has been together for several years as part of Coach Corey McGee's Breakfast Club and have won two championships prior. I caught up with the Infinity coach after his win against Women of Valor Legends on Sunday.
Great win today, great comeback. What is it you told your team to motivate them to get them back into the game? Because you know they can do it.
Yeah, we were down about three or four players today, but it's always about next woman up. You know, we got some younger players. They got an opportunity to play more today, and Jess Wattler, she played well today and stepped up, you know, in place of Vicky, who wasn't here today. So it was a team effort, but it was just keep your head. It's all confidence.
You are leading the league right now. I think you guys are number one. What is it about your team you think, why you guys have this record and doing so well?
Resilience, camaraderie, togetherness, and a sense of belief. These girls are playing for a purpose, you know, they want to win, they want to showcase themselves in front of their parents, who we'd like to thank, coming out all the time, watching, supporting. So it's about their parents, putting on a show for their parents and showing, you know, dedication to the sport.
And your views in the league so far and the competition, your opponents, how has it been for you guys?
I'm so happy to see women's basketball growing. We got more teams, more women playing, and it's exciting. Yeah, it's very competitive. Every game, you just don't know who's going to play well, who's going to do what. So you just got to be prepared. We're just fortunate to just be in a great league like this, for sure.
Victoria Gray is currently leading Infinity with 26 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists per game. Brown and McLaughlin are on her heels, making them the big three of the league. That's it for Radio K-Man's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.